this, that a man named Zacharias wondered how he and his older wife were going to be able to give birth to the forerunner of Jesus, the Messiah, a young man they would call John. How is this going to happen? I wonder what's going on here. A few verses later in chapter 1, it tells us that Mary wondered about how this could all be possible for a virgin to give birth to a baby. And then in the next chapter, she wondered about everything that was happening at the birth of this child. And with all this incredible news, wondered what it really meant. In fact, I read, listen, Mary treasured up all these things, this miracle stuff and news she's getting, and pondered them, wondered about them in her heart. Who can blame her? This was amazing. Oh, well, unbelievable. And then you think about the wonder that Joseph had in Matthew chapter 1. It tells us his story, how he wondered about all this unbelievable news about this beautiful young lady he loved so much. How in the world is this? What do you mean? What is this news about her being pregnant by the Holy Spirit? This is new stuff. I don't understand this. I'm not sure how to gather the real meaning of that. I'm confused. I'm hurt. And you know the story. He tried so hard to figure out a way that he could, in Jewish custom, divorce her and keep things quiet so that it was not a big public scene for this young, beautiful young lady, Mary, that he loved. And he wondered what this meant, the wonder of Christmas. Wonder how that's going to work. And then an angel speaks, and I'm telling you, when an angel suddenly appears and starts talking to you, you listen. You listen. You at least hear it. And he's hearing this unbelievable news. Really? God? I haven't read about this. This is new stuff. This is a miracle of God, and I'm a part of that. It's magnificent. And he comes to understand and believe in the wonder of Christmas. What's this is all about? Luke chapter 2 and verse 13 tells me that some average shepherds out in the field wondered what was going on. They were just doing their watching sheep thing, you know, something they do every single night. It happens all the time. It's no big deal. Every night is the same until all of a sudden now it all looks different. And we're told they wondered what this was all about with the glory of the Lord and an angel trying to explain things and what's going on. And it showed round about them, and they became frightened, and it says they wondered if they should go to Bethlehem and see this little child. And oh, what is this all about? The wonder of Christmas. What are we going to do? The shepherds. Average shepherds. Luke chapter 2, verse 17 tells me that the residents of Bethlehem wondered about the story they're now hearing from the shepherds. It's spreading throughout the villages and wondering what this news might mean for all of them in town. Luke 2, verse 25 even tells me about a devout believer by the name of Simeon who was told by the Holy Spirit that before he died, he would get to see the Christ child, the baby Jesus. And it says he wondered how that would happen. How am I going to get over there? How am I going to see this little baby that's changing the world? Matthew 2 expresses details to us about the Magi and how they must have wondered about the meaning of that star way up there that they're looking at and following, and they're supposed to go this way and go after and find this baby Jesus, and I wonder what that means. And about the gifts that they brought. I wonder how he'll accept these gifts, and this is all we know to give him. And the dream that warned them against Herod and what he was going to do. Those are just some of the moments of wonder, the wonder of Christmas in the New Testament, recorded for us here. But think how many more moments there must have been for all the folks in town, the people of Nazareth and Judea, who were witnesses to that first Christmas. Just think about it. A virgin conceiving a child, angels in the sky, a Messiah born in a manger, royal officials arriving from the east to worship a baby, prophets in the temple declaring that Jesus truly is the Messiah, never having seen him before. King Herod killing scores of male babies. I wonder what this all means. What do you suppose you would have been doing that first Christmas? What would you be wondering about that night? How many nights would we have been sitting up late trying to talk to one another about what this all means and putting two and two together? I can assure you, I believe that we would have exhibited far more wonder than we typically do today or have already this week or maybe even this night. Today at Christmas, people tend to wonder about a whole different set of events. I wonder if we should get the kids new iPhones now or wait for a second generation to come out because, you know, they might get cheaper and have more features on them. I wonder if we should wait on those iPhones. I wonder if we should fly mom and dad here to our house or for Christmas this year, or is it going to be too tough and they're going to miss their beds and they're not feeling that well, and I wonder what we should do about the family. I wonder if we should have set some limits, dear, on our gift buying this year with the economy the way it is and having Pastor Dave preach last Sunday on simplicity. And you know what, hon? We just got those last year credit card bills paid off last month. And here we go again. I wonder how we're going to do it this year. I wonder whatever happened to the way Christmas used to be. You know, sitting by a fire and, you know, just singing carols together and unwrapping simple gifts. I wonder if we could ever get back to that. Oh, it's just so magical. It's marvelous. It's awesome. I wonder if we could ever get back to the simplicity of the first Christmas. I wonder. That last bit of wondering is a valuable one. And it's such a good place to start this year, to spend time reflecting on the wonder of Christmas in you and for you. The true Christmas story. Wondering and marveling at what God has done by sending his only loved son, Jesus, born to die that we might be free. Let the Christ child be your Savior tonight, and Lord, I wonder how that would change your life. I do. I wonder what life would be like, well, next year, if you were to make a decision to accept that little child as your Lord and Savior tonight. Just think what that would do for you in the coming year. I wonder what your family would think. I wonder what everybody would say about the way you're now behaving and acting. And there's something different there. They're changed. He's a new guy. Something's happened inside of him. If you would accept that message, oh, I wonder if that would happen to you and what things would look like in your life. The real wonder of Christmas is that God chose to leave the beauty of heaven and all its perfection to come here on earth with all its sin around him and be born in a barn with angels and shepherds and people gathered around in that ugly place about a beautiful child. He came from heaven, and I wonder what it was like for Jesus to realize where he was and begin those early days of growing and then realizing, of course, who I am. I am the Father of one. I am God. I am the one sent to these people. I am here for them. I am born to die on the cross for them. And to give his life as a ransom for many. The wonder of Christmas. It is such a beautiful thing from a child's heart and the eyes of kids. This is This is a favorite season for many of them. And it's a favorite one for many of us too, when we think about the awesome excitement and the wonder of this Christmas story. But I wonder if we have spent any time in the last few days or hours, I wonder, thinking about who this little baby really was. Away in a manger, on little hay, a little baby started crying. Did you know? Mary, did you know? Joseph, did you know? Did you understand who that child would be? That he has come to save people from their sins. He has come to enter into our hearts as the living Lord and Savior of all, and to reign forever and ever and give you heaven inside right now and a place in the future for you to be with him. That's Christmas. That's really the wonder of Christmas. It's not just all the presents and the snow and the fun and the gathering together and family after family. It's also that simple message of Jesus. The wonder of Christmas. I wonder if you know him in your heart as I do. I was a child. I was 9 years old when I said for the first time, I believe that Jesus, that baby, is my Savior. And I ask you, God, to come in my life. And he did. He changed me forever. And he has done that for many, many of you. And he will do it for you tonight. I wonder how things would look next year if tonight you accepted him as Lord and Savior and said that Christ child is to be my Savior and Lord. I make him that in my life. And I want to live for him this year. We could celebrate that together next year. Wow. It's already been a year. Well, that would make Christmas magnificent if you could do that. And I'm going to invite you tonight to just quietly, in your own heart and mind, pray a simple prayer with me this night, Christmas Eve. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for coming at Christmas. Oh, the wonder of it all. Oh, the wonder of it all. I thank you for coming to Bethlehem, and I accept you right now as my Lord and Savior. Take over, guide my life, direct my ways. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I want to make this a Christmas I'll never forget. Oh, the wonder if you could come to be my Savior right now. It's by invitation. I accept you. Come live in me now and forever. We love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I thank you for what you did with the gift of your child, Father. Come to us. Come to me. Come in to my heart, Lord Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.